John chapter 16. These things have I spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does Yahweh service. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time comes, you may remember what I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, where do you go? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they did not believe on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it to you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples amongst themselves, What is this that he says to us, A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father? They said, therefore, What is this that he says? A little while. We cannot tell what he's saying. Now Yahshua knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said to them, Do you inquire amongst yourselves of what I said? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me. Truly, truly, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs. But the time comes when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will pray to the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from Yahweh. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, Lo, now do you speak plainly, and speak no proverb. Now are we sure that you know all things, and need not that any man should ask of you. By this we believe that you came forth from Yahweh. Yahshua had answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yes, it is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. End of chapter.